Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. Wayne Cruz is our guest. Wayne's a longtime original founding member of our Brain Trust, Vice President for Policy and Direct, and the Director of Technology Studies at the Competitive Enterprise Institute, CEI.org, is that organization. And he is the guy that we've been turning to now all these years to keep us posted, to bring us up to date, to keep us informed about the regulatory state of the federal government and how much of a chunk of our billfold, of our wallet, of our cash register, of our bottom line they're taking out of us through what really becomes sleeper expenses in the form of regulation. And he's here to talk to us about a number of things, including his report, 10,000 Commandments, which is an annual snapshot of the federal regulatory state, and it's the 20th edition. Wayne Cruz, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim, thanks for having me.
20th edition, congratulations, man. And this is your baby.
I'm telling you.
This is your baby. I mean, I remember when it was, you know, I think we probably introduced the fifth one maybe here on the show. And
actually, Jim, you might have been, when I did first with you, it was, I guess I had left the Senate. I had been working in the U.S.
Right.
Senate for Phil Graham.
That's right.
And I'd done the first edition before that. And when you're on the Hill, of course, you can't,
you
can't publish on your own name. So then when I went to CEI and restarted 10,000 Commandments, we got on. So it's, the one we just put out.
What year was that? What year did you go to CEI?
That would have been 96. Can you believe that?
Well, you were on my show in 98 the first time.
Yeah. So that's right, and we did another one in 98. But then once 98 happened, we've been putting it out
every year. Yep.
So the initial one that was like, first two were like 3 years apart, then 2 years apart, and then since 98 they've been coming out every year. All during the time I'd been at CEI, and then a couple of years at Cato as well.
Right. Well, you know, one thing, Wayne, that a lot of people don't realize, everybody gets all exercised about how much money we're spending on the government, and they should, and
right.
Because it's ridiculous. I mean, the amount of money, the budget deficits we're running, the national debt is really upsetting to people. But what they really should be also be upset about and be paying as much attention to is the regulatory state, which is, are you saying here that for the first time in history, it's half of the budget, the cost of regulation,
that's right,
is half of the federal budget.
Right. Here's what I want to leave you with. I may leave you with some upsetting numbers. However, I want to leave you with a very optimistic message, because this shows the small business advocate. I'm a small business advocate. I'm a big business advocate. I'm a capitalism advocate. I'm going to tell you these numbers. We're going to talk about it, but I want people to keep in mind that if we do things right, if we get the right kind of policies in place, you know, most of the world's wealth hasn't been created yet. Most of the jobs haven't been created yet. Most of the businesses haven't been created yet.
Mm-hmm.
All of the frontier sectors, the new businesses, the nanotechnology, the biotech. I just heard you on the tail end of your last show talking about infrastructure and communications and internet. Most of the businesses haven't been created yet. And if we do things right, we can come out of this. But you hit it on the head with your statement just a moment ago. Right now, unfortunately, if you're not paying attention to regulation, I feel like you're missing the biggest part of government impacting the economy.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, here's why. The federal government spends $3.5 trillion, and it's been that way for a couple of years. And at one point, in the depth of the downturn after 2008, we were up at $4 trillion. But it took us from the founding fathers to Ronald Reagan to have a $1 trillion federal budget.
Mm-hmm.
We had a $2 trillion budget under President Bush, the second Bush. And guess what? Under that same President Bush, we had our first $3 trillion federal budget. What I come up with now, and on another show, and then when we get together, I'll talk to you about the SBA study. I was upset over the treatment of Mark Crane by groups on the left and the OMB attacking the SBA's figure of $1.75 trillion for the federal for the cost of federal regulation. I was extremely upset by that because OMB itself, at the turn of the century, calculated aggregate cost figures for the federal regulatory state of $1.1 trillion. If you put those in today's dollars, you're up at the same area that the SBA was. So you had the Obama administration fighting with itself over regulatory costs rather than trying to come up with its own figure.
But folks, the sinister part, Wayne, the sinister part of all this, mm-hmm. folks, is that the budget is something that what they spend in real dollars, where somebody writes a check directly, mm-hmm. that's under the microscope a fair amount of the time as they're doing, as they're negotiating right now. But how many of you, how many of our politicians are negotiating to cut regulations? Not nearly as many as we need. And when we come back, we're going to talk some more about that after these messages with our good friend Wayne Cruz, 20 Tales. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.